is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukraine's surprise cross-border incursion continued Monday, and analysts say it marks a significant shift in the almost two-and-a-half-year war with Russia, with Kyiv's biggest attack on Russia. Territory since Moscow invaded Ukraine in February of 2022. Correspondent Jillian Kitchener.
International security expert Dr. Marion Mesmer of the London-based think tank Chatham House told Reuters there are a couple likely strategies at play.
My best guess is that Ukraine, you know, on the one hand, wanted to push back against Russia, perhaps to increase any leverage that they might have in any upcoming negotiations. It also seems to have been an attempt to draw Russian military attention away from where they were pushing ahead.
Ukraine's top commander said on Monday that Kyiv controlled around 1,000 square kilometers of Russia's Kursk region 7 days after the incursion began.
AP Washington correspondent Sankar Magani reports the U.S. preparing for what could be an Iran-backed attack on Israel.
White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says it's tough to tell right now what an attack by Iran or its proxies might look like.
We have to be prepared for what could be a significant set of attacks.
Kirby spoke a day after the Pentagon ordered a guided missile sub to the Middle East and told the Lincoln Carrier Strike Group to get there more quickly amid soaring tensions and fears of retaliation after the killings of Hamas's political chief and a senior Hezbollah commander. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A suspected attack by Yemen's Houthi rebels targeted a ship in the southern reaches of the Red Sea. And the attack early Tuesday happened around 150 kilometers south of the Houthi-held port city of Hodeidah. This is VOA News. Hundreds of firefighters on Monday continued to tackle a large wildfire burning outside of Greece's capital. AP's Karen Shamis.
A major forest fire was raging out of control on the fringes of Athens as authorities issued evacuation orders for the suburbs. Flames crackled on the northern outskirts of the Greek capital, with some towering at times. The fire charred homes and sent a blanket of smoke and ash over central Athens, where the smell of burning lingered in the air. The fire department said 670 fighters, backed by 27 teams specially trained to tackle wildfires, were battling the flames. I'm Karen Chamas.
More than 47,000 people died in Europe because of scorching temperatures in 2023. That's according to a new report published on Monday. Details from Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn.
The Barcelona Institute for Global Health found the death toll would have been 80% higher if it weren't for measures introduced in the past 20 years to help people adapt to rising temperatures, like early warning systems and healthcare improvements. An estimated 60,000 people died from heat in the previous year. The 2023 report sourced death and temperature records from 35 European countries. When adjusting data for the population, Greece, Bulgaria, Italy, and Spain had the highest heat-related mortality rates.
And that's Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn reporting. The FBI says that it is investigating allegations that sensitive documents from Donald Trump's campaign were stolen in a cyber intrusion days after the campaign declared it had been hacked by Iran. FBI released a brief statement Monday that read that we can confirm the FBI is investigating the matter. Two people familiar with the matter said that the Biden-Harris campaign was also targeted in that suspected Iranian cyber intrusion that is under FBI investigation. French prosecutors say they're investigating a British man who climbed the Eiffel Tower on the last day of the Paris Olympics. Incident occurred just hours before the closing ceremony Sunday afternoon when a shirtless man was seen scaling the 330-meter tall tower. Police intervened, evacuating the area around the site, and the man was arrested. He was released on Monday amid an ongoing investigation on charges of endangering lives of others and trespassing at a historical site. That's according to a statement from the Paris prosecutor's office. You'll find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.